find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. The truth is on Talk Radio.
You know, we can fight the New World Order. We can do a lot of things, but we can't fight stupidity, lethargy, ignorance, laziness, self-centeredness. We can't do it, folks. What has happened to the human spirit? What has happened to the human condition? They'll continue to suffer the evils, yet they stand up and do nothing. Hey, the hate crime bill is up for a vote tomorrow. Have you made your call? Have you made your call? Let's go back to the phones here. Everybody on page here? Everybody on the same? Okay. Yvonne in Arizona. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm not going to make you feel any happier.
Well, say your piece, Yvonne, please.
Well, I am just very angry. I'm trying not to cry. When I get angry, I cry.
So do I. The tears, hey, Yvonne, the tears just roll down my cheeks.
When I heard you talking about the truckers not making it, you know, we couldn't depend on them. When I hear people aren't sending money in, I haven't been listening to you. I didn't find you, you know, until maybe 5-6 months ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent 2 donations in. They're small. I'm on Social Security, and because I came here to take care of my mom, I don't have that much money.
I understand.
But if everybody out there listening would send money in, because you do have the best show on the air. I am on this computer 10 hours a day, and you do have the best. And every time Ted Pike, or Reverend Pike, I send more than my share. I fax, I write, I call. I am constantly doing things, and I don't know what's wrong with the people.
Yvonne, I don't either, and this is something that's been really eating at my craw here for the last couple of months. And I've not said anything about this, but I am today.
Well, I think you should, and I'm ashamed. Look at anybody that wants to say anything about the illegal aliens. Look at them out in the street. Where are we?
I tell you what, Ken. Let's just go commercial free this hour. Let's just kill that. Yvonne, please continue.
No one gets out and demonstrates. All they do is call in, and when all of TV is down and the radio is off, when they cannot hear a voice telling them what's going on, that is when they will get scared. It will be too late then. I think they're being lulled into the fact that they're doing something because they're listening to radio programs but not getting off their butts and doing anything.
Yvonne, that's exactly, you're a woman after my own heart, because I think that's exactly what they're doing. I'm calling them informational sponges.
Yeah.
That they think, and you're, and God, I hate to say this, but I think you're right. That by, it's their patriotic duty to listen to programming that's telling them how bad things are and how bad they're going to continue to be.
Right. I go all over the internet and I pass out discs. I've gotten to the point now because I couldn't put government in one slot and you know, because everything overlaps. Mm-hmm. And so now I've got 5 full discs that I give out to people.
And what?
And you know, on my own time, my own expense. And some people don't have, you know, they can't play the CDs on their computer. So what I sometimes I've been able to get a VHS on something else.
Right.
And it's almost like I have to shove it on them to please look at this. Or even something as simple as, have you looked up at the skies lately? No. Well, you know you're being killed from up there. Try looking up.
Death from above. Look, Yvonne, and again, the problem that we're having here is not the number of issues. And we've got enough issues. Man, we got bags full of issues.
Yeah, but we could form and people could go after I go after them all. But if people could choose and do something, because I feel... The government has betrayed me. The politicians have betrayed me. The police have betrayed me. The judges have betrayed me. And my own damn people have betrayed me. And I told my own daughter, I would hate like hell to be with you in a foxhole because you are my enemy. Because I have to shove things down her throat and she does nothing.
And it's their world that they're going to be living in this world once we're gone, Yvonne.
Well, they're not taking me.
Not taking me either.
Uh-uh.
I'll go out. I'm telling you, I'm going to be ragtag. I'm going to be busted. Flush busted.
But
I don't care.
Well, I don't either, and I've told you before. I know I'm being trailed by the ADL and the FBI and the CIA, and I know they're listening to this, and they know that I know. They know I'm armed. I will not go alive.
By the way, Yvonne, forget the CIA. They got bigger fish to fry. You might be under the guise of some watch group out there that reports to. Like the ADL, and I'll tell you something else, Yvonne. And I'm not picking on you personally here, but I do not understand the paranoia factor out there. I do not understand it at all, because that is the one thing that disables people.
I'm mad.
Well, I'm mad as hell, but what I can't take anymore is trying to do the job that I know is necessary, and not only getting attacked for it.
Yeah.
But not supported for it. That's the one thing I cannot tolerate.
Yeah, and nor should you.
Yvonne, we got loaded phones here.
Okay.
I've got to move
well,
on.
Well, good.
Hey, keep up a stiff upper lip.
I'm trying.
Well, we
but
all...
I will never give up.
I can't either.
I will never give up.
I don't have an option.
Neither do I. And I am not going to be a damn coward like most of the people in America are today.
Thank you, Yvonne. I appreciate your call.
Okay, bye.
Hear the frustration? Hear the anger, folks? Hear the angst? The fear? It's there. All the elements are there. All for you out there in radio land to listen to and witness for yourself. Did you hear it? Dick in Idaho. Hello, Dick.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I supported the talk radio industry for a number of years and turned a lot of people onto it. I know I'm trying to do my share in spreading the truth. You know, things out there are always not as they seem. And I know you've had your share of adversity, but it seems like all the good hosts have left or are leaving.
What do you mean?
Your network.
No, Dick. No, they were hijacked. They were lied to. The Webster Tarpleys were lied to. The Dan Abramsons were lied to. This network, they tried to hijack the network. Listen to me.
Okay,
I had Wes Perkins, bless his dark little soul, for moral reasons, hijack my website for 10 days, putting up an unbelievable screed, and he's still around walking and talking, and I was accused of intimidating and threatening him, and he felt for his life. I haven't touched this guy. The only thing I went to court for him on was try to get the domain names back in our control. But there was a concerted effort by a number of people to hijack the talk show host, take the advertisers off this network. It put us behind the eight ball. I don't know who the hell you're listening to, because we got some great talk show hosts on this network. We got Mark Dankoff in the mornings. We still have the perennial Derry Brownfield. You know, there's some new talk show hosts on the network, and there's some people who have been on this network since it started. But we're not losing all of our good talk show hosts.
Well, I guess I'd like to hear other people call in and, you know, express their views. The ones that you mentioned that have left, were very good talk show hosts.
And I gave them their start in radio, and they didn't even bother to call me up and say I'm leaving, because people got on the phone to them and said that I was beating my wife, that I was threatening people with guns. They painted me out to be an absolute madman. And for these people, I can forget what happened. I'm supposed to forgive? Well, maybe I'll forgive them, but I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I know that one of my favorite talk show hosts, Greg Szymanski, you know, he left once and he went over to the
other network.
The other network, I won't mention their name.
And I brought him back here, paid all of his bills, and he was taking my advertisers from me, and I just had to let Greg go. And that's too bad. But as a network, we have to do what we need to do as a network. And talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Being an honest stand-up guy is another thing.
Well, I don't know all the
I don't want to bore the people with them. This is not the national tattletale. We just pick up the pieces and we move on. But I would suggest, Dick, that you take a close listen to the people we have on this network, because they ain't too shabby.
Oh, I still listen. And I just bemoan the fact that there are a lot of good ones that have gone.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know that. Thanks for your call, Dick. Jeez. I don't know whether to get drunk or just give up the business of radio. You know, what the hell are you supposed to do when you have people that will outright lie? Outright lie to people. Outright lie to them. You know, what are we supposed to be doing here? We're supposed to be demonstrating that we're better than the people that we're fighting against, the evil that is all around us. But yet they can justify in their own minds being little liars and thieves. That just strikes me as rather odd, doesn't it, you? Rick in Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Hey, I think we need to, I'll start off by quoting this here, chapter 23 in Proverbs, verse 9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. A lot of people we have in this so-called patriotic movement are fools. They are information sponges. They're not broadcasters. They don't spread the information around, and they certainly do not get out there, put themselves forward, in an activist sort of way. You are absolutely correct when you say we need boots in the streets. What I think we really have to do to change the situation around here is separate those who are the chaff, who just want to suck up information, ideas, and gossip, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, from those who want to make a difference, who want to do something like Yvonne, like John Stadtmiller, like others who are sincere and devoted for good, healthy, wholesome, idealistic reasons. We have the opportunity next Monday on the 7th of May to do this in Washington, D.C. There is to be a demonstration held there from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. in front of the German embassy on behalf of Ernst Zundel.
That's a timely topic because what are they doing? Whether people agree with what Ernst Zundel was all about, what he talked about, if you boil it down, it was an issue of First Amendment, and he had a right to his opinion, and he had a right to express it.
That's exactly right. Ernst Zundel and Germar Rudolph and Siegfried Verbeke were kidnapped illegally in other countries and shipped off to so-called democratic Germany. Germany is not democratic. It's a vassal state of Israel, still controlled by the Allies, still cravenly doing the Holocaust lobby's bidding. It is time for people worldwide to get off their knees, take off their blinders, and look at the real situation. Ernst Zundel spoke up for all of us.
I thank you. I thank you for your comments, Rick.
You got the best network going, John.
And we're trying to keep it together.
We'll keep it together, one way or another.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your support and your call. Yeah, here's an idea, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, the thieves and the dissenters and the little liars, the people that operate in secrecy and in shadows. No, I'm not talking about the New World Order. I was talking about the people that worked at this network. We pieced it back together. I don't know, and you know, I don't think people understand, and they don't appreciate what this network went through. And Ken, the guy that's producing the program right now, just came back after hiatus. He worked here for a while, went off, did some other things. He just came back last week. He had absolutely no idea what happened to this network. When it was explained to him, he just kept shaking his head, and he says, I don't believe it. I said, I still don't believe it. Not only was the main page for the network taken down, the archives, we weren't allowed access to the archives. Even though the person that was in charge of those archives and that was on a weird computer program that not too many people understand. And those were being transferred. My engineer here was putting it on a different system. Well, right up in the middle of doing that, the guy decides, well, I'm being threatened, and I fear for my life, and it was a bunch of holy screed is what it was. We had to piece those archives back together from a couple different sources, and it has taken hundreds of hours in which to do it. And yet I still have people that will call me up and say, well, where's the descriptions for them? We're damn glad we got the old shows back. And you want to know the ironic part of this? The archives are literally sitting about 15 feet from me in a box that I don't have the codes to go in and get them. Because this moral person that used to work for this network decided that, A, I was to divorce my wife. Now, I'm not kidding you about this, folks. This is how whacked out and bizarre things have gotten. That I had to divorce my wife. That I had to transfer the control of this network to somebody else. And, oh, by the way, I couldn't do a show on my own network anymore. And if you don't believe that, call up Robbie Noel and ask him. Robbie Noel does one thing very, very well. He doesn't lie. And as an intercessor and a peacemaker come in, tried to make the situation, ask the guy, says, what do you want? And that's what he said he wanted, me to divorce my wife, turn control of this network over to somebody else, and to never do any programming on my own network. But yet I still had people that called up and complained that probably never even donated to this network, never supported an advertiser, called up, had the timidity to call up and complain that there was no descriptions on the archives, which we offered for free in the first place. And yet they sit about 15 feet from me, but we had to spend hundreds of hours, man hours, to piece the damn things back together so you people out there could at least have an audio record of what's transpired on this network since we opened up the doors almost 3 years ago. But see, you didn't know that, did you? Well, you do now. And I have a little message for those out there that tried to take this network down. God help you. Because you've got good patriots standing behind them, scratching their head going, who in the hell do you think you are? But let me remind you of something else. You've got the butchers and the murderers and the baby rapers and the people that don't care about freedom or liberty or your life or what's in your pocket except how much they can steal from you, standing in front of you. I hope you like your position. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Good day, John.
Hi.
I just got a new job, so I'm going to be able to contribute again to RBN. I have begged with much begging. I started begging with much begging before you formed RBN, to be able to have the opportunity to contribute to someone or something that I thought was in service of Yah, my Creator. And you, sir, that. I have a baby on the way, going to be here in about a month, John. My first child, and I needed a job, and I just got a job. I didn't make it to the Capitol on Monday at noon, but when I got out of work, I was on the highway with my Infomobile. It's got bumper stickers all over it for Radio Free Austin and Republic Broadcasting Network. And I saw what was going down. It looked like the truckers just weren't ready to do it or something. But I was there ready to run in the left lane for them, going through town here on the left lane. The truckers can't use the left lane on the highways.
Right.
And they just, for some reason, they just weren't ready to form up that day. I don't know what the deal was with them, but I know what the deal is with Republic Broadcasting Network. See, there's a guy named Alex Jones who's very famous, and he draws a lot of people into learning about a lot of things that they've never learned, and he delivers a very emotional show. And it's very good for attracting people to a lot of the information, such as on Republic Broadcasting Network. But when you get used to this information and you finally feel comfortable with it and you're calm enough to try to take action, you need some fresh ideas. You just don't need slogans and complaining and news. Basically, you need more than news. You need fresh ideas. And there is no network out there. There is no radio show, TV show, anything that has as many good, fresh ideas as are on RBN. And there's a lot of people out there that have a lot more means than I do. And if probably, I don't know numbers, but there's a lot more people out there with a lot more means than myself. And if any of them would just learn what a good feeling it is to contribute to this network. And as far as that goes, because I'm a man of faith, I feel even if you aren't a man of means, you've got to be pretty dang impoverished not to come up with $5 here and then and send into the network. And then Yahweh Messiah will look upon you, seeing you take one step forward to promote this gift. People, RBN is a gift. It's just coming through John and his wife. They're just a vein of the Creator's will. This is Yahweh granted airtime, and RBN is a gift to us people.
I have always treated it, Dylan, as that. And when I first started the first network, Republic Radio International, I got down on my knees, and I did this in fervent prayer. And I asked the good Lord, I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to need your help. I don't spend a whole lot of time praying to God because he already knows my heart. And I asked him to do one thing for me. Keep two things out of my life. The love of money, the quest for it, and keep the ego out of it. And he has kept his bargain, and I have kept mine. And you're exactly right. This is nothing but an informational channel. And we are nothing but vessels in that accomplishment. And it needs support. It needs people. It needs all of God's people out there. And I don't care what color they are. I don't care what creed they are. I don't care who they are. Dylan, I thank you for your call,
John,
my friend. And good luck with your new
child.
Yes.
I've learned from you, and I like to carry on not just presenting emotion and opinion. I have one concrete suggestion. Of all the thousands of people listening out there who have cable TV, I want to tell you, I live without cable TV, and I don't barely watch TV, and so how about turn off your cable? Maybe one person out of 1,000 turn off their cable and contribute to RBN. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Dylan. Yeah, I haven't done a pledge drive because what I wanted to do, and the sense that I got, is that it's not a 501c3. We're not tax exempt. We are a commercial entity per se. But it is always, since the day we've opened up the doors in this place, I don't think any of us here have ever breathed a sigh of relief going, yes, you know, we have arrived. Because, folks, in my mind, we've not arrived. In my mind, we are still a work in progress. In my mind, we have too many dumb Americans out there. And there are many Americans that care about their country. Don't ever make the mistake that they don't. They just don't know what's wrong with it, how it went wrong, and they don't know what to do about it. That's where we come in. All of us come in. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country is not a typing exercise, ladies and gentlemen. It should be our creed. It should be our mantra. Now is the time. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Because never before in its history has it almost been driven to extinction like it is right now. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How you doing? I tried to get on the site and donate, but for some reason I cannot punch in anything. Something is blocking me. I don't know if it's,
What are you dialing up?
No, I'm on the website. I went through PayPal, and it's not letting me type anything.
All right. Do me a favor. I will have that problem corrected. That may be one of the things that the new webmaster overlooked. So if you want to make a donation by credit card, just call the... Give me the numbers here, Ken. Just call the office here, 800-724-2719, and we can do it manually.
Okay, that sounds cool. Another thing... You know, a lot of people did leave. I mean, I'd like to see Eustace come back. And, you know, I mean, you know, I like Nick Begich. You know, I mean, his technical stuff, which I'm deep into that stuff. But, you know, they had their chance to, you know, basically, you know, be, you know, out there, and they took a different road. I mean, it's sad.
And, Don, what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of these people that did leave, they have expressed concerns about why, you know, the decision that they made, and they're now regretting it. Dr. Nick Baggage, what?
Ask what button you tried using.
What button did you try to use? My engineer is asking, what button did you try to use on the site?
The $25 one.
The $25 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At any rate, Nick Baggage, I found out through Deanne Burley that actually had a conversation with him. He's the only one that I called up. You know, people like Webster Tarpley had never hosted their own show. Dr. Nick Baggage never hosted their own show. Dan Abramson never hosted his own show. A lot of these guys never did their own shows. And we got them on here, helped develop them. Their shows were doing well. I found out that Nick Baggage left because he didn't like controversy. And it was all the stuff that was created by this one IT guy. And
right.
I'll say his name, Wes Perkins.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that started this stuff. But Webster Tarpley was the only man that contacted me directly by email. And the only thing he said was not thank you, go screw yourself or whatever. Yeah. The only thing he said in an email was that I'm sorry to tell you, inform you, I can no longer be associated with that network.
Yeah, I'd like to see AJ call up and give you a donation, my God.
Well,
you know, what the hell?
Well, and I'll tell you what, it's been frustrating. It hurt everybody.
I know.
It hurt everybody.
It put the damn, you know, I mean, it put the whole effort down to, it took it down. I mean, when patriots fight each other and stuff like that, there's nothing good going to come out of it.
No, nothing at all. And by the way, rbnlive.com, it was taken down again. It was just taken down again the other day. So republicbroadcasting.org is the domain name out there. I guess we got a lot of T-shirts that we were selling T-shirts that the ex-webmaster here to the network. By the way, Danny, if you're out there listening, We've sold the T-shirts, not all of them, but we have your money here at the networks. If you have the have the timidity or the guts to come by and pick up your money, you're welcome to it. But the T-shirts, outstanding T-shirts that says rbnlive.com, well, rbnlive.com is dead again, thanks to Wes Perkins.
Yeah, you got a hell of a lot of things in the I don't know, dry dock. I don't know. You know, it's
frustrating because we were at the point, I'll tell you what, and we were at the point of putting up another bird. All the information that was gathered by that webmaster that was here at this network, all the people that wanted to come on board, talk show hosts that wanted to come on, we weren't going to be like the other networks to put the same programming on three different birds. We were going to have a complete different lineup on another bird of subject matter, and we were going to expand. That's what we were set to do. And that's what I said earlier. We haven't arrived. I know we've arrived when we've got people out there, all concerned Americans out there, fighting against this globalist takeover of this country, demanding in front of grand juries that these crooked politicians and crooked people out there, these people are going to jail. That class, that cast of people out there are going to continue until such time that we, the people, the government here, no other country on the face of this planet is like this one because we, the people, are the government. We have been lethargic. We've been stupid. We've been timid. We have been a lot of things. And we have let this go by. It ain't dead yet. But it's... on a crash cart.
It's been there.
Yeah.
They've taken the Statue of Liberty's torch and thrust it into a pool of oil, basically what they've done.
It's exactly what...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, AJ, you're out there listening. Give a call. Donate. You know, you want to see Freedom Ring, do it right.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
Hey, I thank you for your call, Don. I really do. A lot of people out there in shortwave land... If you're listening to this program via shortwave, I've got a dynamic guy on in the mornings from 7 until 10, Mark Dankoff. This guy prepares for each and every show at least 3.5 to 4 hours every day. I've heard other people claim that they're hardest working people in radio. I've seen none more dedicated than this guy. And we're trying to get him some shortwave time. More and more people need to hear this guy, but we've not had the funds to put him on the air. Eddie in Georgia. Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
You know, I listen to you every day. I listen to RBN live every day. And I gave a couple of donations before. I never saw my name on there, but I gave them through a credit card. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I don't care about that. The thing is this. I've been listening to everybody. And you know what's wrong with all the programs? They don't intertwine with each other. Like the news about the truckers not doing anything. They did all they could. They got on the highways and they blocked up the highways between Maryland and New York City where people were sitting for 7 hours on 95. And they blocked them up because the police would not let them in and around the Beltway. They would not let them in and around near the capitals. And they were stopping them and giving them tickets for going 45 miles an hour. But this didn't get on anywhere. Only a couple of stations. There's no joint communications between each other.
Well, and here's another problem that we discovered. Hardly anybody else was interviewing Wanda Piety and talking about this.
I know. That too. Now, I will say this, okay? I love your program. I love the whole thing you're doing. I listen to other programs, too, because I want to hear all different opinions.
Sure.
And then I check them out. But my conclusion is this, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think I'm right. The people are not going to wake up until they hear something that scares them personally. Okay? 9/11, everybody's beaten 9/11, and there's millions of people that know about it. But still nothing is being done about it. The thing, and the reason nothing is being done about it, the government is happier than pigsty that everybody's talking about 9/11. You know why? Because everybody's looking at that, and they're not realizing what is going on a daily basis in this United States. Like, they've closed up some federal prisons, and they've got overcrowding of prisons, but they've closed up some federal prisons like Ellenwood in Pennsylvania and moved everybody to Fort Dix, and now it's empty, manned by FEMA. They've closed up other prisons. They're adding new prison cells and detention camps in Georgia and everywhere else. And my one question was this. Everybody knows they're putting up the prison camps. How come nobody can compile the information and the location of each and every one of them? Because if that was given to the public and they checked it out for themselves, all of a sudden, you watch people wake up.
Eddie, I'll revert back to my earlier statements. And as the guy from Ohio said, he agreed with me. We don't have enough boots on the ground. We don't have enough support for the network for us to continue to do the things necessary to do. I'm still waiting for that. And I talked about this, and I think this went over a lot of people's heads. There's been a groundswell of patriots in this country for a lot of years. They've been trying different things. And they've been earnest in their attempts. They really have. But the problem has been, Eddie, that we have not had enough people that joined with them. And it doesn't matter if it's on the 9/11 issue, whether it's the illegal IRS, whether it's the funny money system. You know the laundry list as well as anybody out there does.
Yes, yes. And that's why I get frustrated, too. You know, if I had the knowledge and the know-how, I mean, I would start my own local radio station. I've got a lot of people that I've told them about. In fact, everyone I meet, I've told them about your location and your radio programs. And I know I've gotten at least maybe three dozen people that have tuned into you. Most of them, I get a good feedback. Some of them, it scares them.
I'm sure that it does.
And when it scares them, they do not want to know anything about it. They tell you you're nuts and you're crazy, and I tell them, I'll bet you $1,000 I can, and if you can prove me wrong. But they will not take up the challenge.
And I think, Eddie, the solution to that problem is when they recognize more of their fellow citizens that are knowledgeable, that are standing up, and numbers makes some people more comfortable. I mean, it's sometimes it's dangerous and scary to go out on that cutting edge, the leading edge, if you will. But it's more comforting when you have your fellow Americans standing right beside you, not behind you, not 500 yards behind you, but standing right next to you. And that is what's not happened. And I wanted to bring this to people's attention here. When I said, and I think, like I said, I think this went over a lot of people's heads. When I said the next tier, where we're sitting on the back burner here, just doing the slow rolling boil, but we've not lit this thing on fire yet. When the business owners, the small business owner, when the trucker, the baker, the candlestick maker, the guy that works at the bank, or the lawyer down the street, when they finally realize what's going on, they're going to be looking for support from other people. We're already here. We need that next level of Americans, and I don't care what their station is in life. I don't care what their income is, because all that's going to disappear anyhow. But until that second tier, that second little tsunami wave sweeps, we are doomed.
Yes.
And it comes back again, Eddie, to this very same thing, the numbers. We have been, we know what's in our hearts. We know what has to be done, but it needs the people to accomplish it. And by God, I do not want to. I never want to quit. I mean, there's sometimes I'll jump on the pity party wagon and, oh, geez, why am I doing this? And that doesn't last very long.
And you know why it doesn't last very long, John? Because you care.
I care
a
lot.
And I know you do, just like I do. I have been talking about this for 30 years, all right? And the one thing that got me on this was when I came across the State Department document 7277. And I went to the libraries and started researching on the definitions of everything.
Yep.
Just like they have the international rules of behavior. Well, actually, the international rules of behavior are this. Eventual total eradication of tobacco and tobacco products, alcohol and alcoholic products, and all religions, including atheism and communism. Now, this is a fact. And so to do the religions, they have to go after the two biggest religions in the world, right? And which are the Muslims and the Christians. Now, they're doing a good job on the Muslims because they've killed almost 2 million just in Iraq alone, not counting the Sudan, Lebanon, and everywhere else, besides the Christians they've killed there. Now, the second largest nation is the Christian nation, which is the United States, right? Well, guess what? We're next. I don't care what anybody says.
That's right.
We are next. And people don't care? I don't care. You know, I don't care about tomorrow. I don't care about the day after. Well, you don't care about your kids. Well, you know, I lived my life. Okay, greedy, have fun. What else can you do? You can't say nothing. Because when they get to that point of where they want to ignore the truth, and they want to ignore the truth because it scares them. Just like I said, they're building places up around here. Now, I told everybody when I first moved here 4 years ago they were going to do it. And they said, nah, we got more than enough jail space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, I wonder why. And you know what? You were right. And I says, you know what? I'm a nut, remember? You told me so.
Hey, Eddie, I appreciate your call. And all I can tell you, Eddie, is hang in there. By the way, you might want to consider setting up a low-power FM.
Yeah, I gotta wait until I get operated on. I got cancer in my kidney, so I gotta see what they're gonna do with that. But it ain't no big deal because they said it's not spreadable, you know, so they should be able to take the cancer out. And I says, good, that means one point that I won. Doctor says, what's that? Only the good die young. Hey, God bless you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Good talking to you. And I've got to get a hold of you on your private number sometime, but I don't even know what the hell it is.
Well, just call the network, the 800-724-2719, and snag me because I'm here every day.
Thank you very much, John, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You know, here's the guy with cancer, guys. I mean, are you hearing this? Are you listening, folks? Are you paying attention? I've got to do this. Truthtellers.org. Senate, best bet for hate bill defeat. I've got to tell you about this because this vote is up for the Senate tomorrow. And if you go to truthtellers.org, you can get the complete list. I'm going to read them off quickly. But if you don't have a computer, get down to your city library, get online, go to a friend's house, hijack your kid's computer. I don't care what you have to do. But you've got to make that phone call. And today or tomorrow, they're voting on this thing. So if you've not made a call, you got to do it. I'm going to go through this quickly, so everybody hang on. Even though the hate bill, S-1105, is not scheduled for a hearing this week, I was told by a pro-hate bill staffer that according to the discretion of the prime movers, like Senators Reid, you know, the guy that just came out and said the war is lost in Iraq and, yeah, George Bush, bad guy. Here's a guy, one of the guys pushing the hate bill, all right? Like Senators Reid and Leahy, it could be moved forward very rapidly next week with virtually no advance notice. Now, do we wait until Thursday evening after probable defeat in the House before we turn our protest to the Senate? I think that could well be too late. Since the Senate, not the House, is where the greatest hope lies, I believe it's necessary now to devote a sizable portion of our efforts to winning the Senate Republicans back. There are 14 Senate Republicans still in office who voted for the hate bill in 2004. Here are 12 of those who might be persuaded to come back to reality. Lamar Alexander out of Tennessee, Robert Bennett out of Utah, Norm Coleman out of Minnesota, Susan Collins out of Maine, John Ensign out of Nevada, Judd Gregg, New Hampshire, Richard Lugar, Indiana, Lisa Murkowski, Arkansas, Olympia Snow, Maine, Ted Stevens, Arkansas, George Voinovich, Ohio, John Warner, Virginia. Now, in addition, there are 17 Republican senators whose stand is either unclear or unannounced. The pro-hate bill forces are still working hard to persuade them to vote with the Democrats. Lovers of freedoms must work even harder to keep them from succumbing. Now, these possible fence straddlers are Wayne Allard out of Colorado, Christopher Bond out of Missouri, Jim Bunning out of Kentucky, Richard Burr out of North Carolina, Michael Crapo out of Indiana, Elizabeth Dole, North Carolina, Pete Domenici, New Mexico, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, Chuck Hagel, Nebraska, Kay Hutchinson, Texas, Mel Martinez, Florida, John McCain, Arizona, Pat Roberts, Kansas, John Sununu, New Hampshire, Craig Thomas, Wyoming, John Thune, South Dakota, and David Vitter in Louisiana. Now call all the above immediately. Don't be shy about calling again and again. The toll-free number is 877-851-6437. And also 866-220-0044. Or the regular ground line. I'm going to read these numbers again, so I hope you're writing. 202-225-3111. Toll-free numbers again as follows, 877-851-6437, 866-220-0044, or the regular ground line 202-225-3121. The anti-hate laws will make you a criminal, folks. You know, this is biblical. You're not going to be able to talk about homosexuality in public because You're a hater? Oh, God. Please make the calls. Don't be shy. Ted Pike has done a wonderful job. This network has been in support of him, and I hope that we'll be around next week to be in support of him in his further endeavors. We've got to keep beating these things back, folks. We have to. We must do it. Glenda in California. Hello, Glenda.
Mona? This is Mona.
I'm sorry, Mona.
Fine. I just wanted to say I was very moved by your discussion, and I'm happy for the people who responded and unhappy about the ones who kicked you when you were down. I've got a check for $85 going to RBN at 1015 South May Street.
Thank you so much, Mona.
And it is my tithe, and I agree with that man of faith. This is very acceptable to God to make this kind of contribution. I've been very blessed by contributing to the RBN.
I thank you so much for your donation and your phone call of support.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Carry on. You don't make mistakes, by the way. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, well, I do make mistakes. But I'm not apt to repeat the same mistake twice. Woe to the man that's dumb enough to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. I hear, Julie, quit laughing down the hallway. I can hear you from here through the studio door. Oh, yeah, that's somebody else that you don't know here, folks. A gal by the name of Julie that has taken such a weight off of Sandra. Just doing a marvelous job here. She needs a raise. I'd like to give her a raise. She works harder than any one person I've ever met in my life, aside from my wife, that is. That number, ladies and gentlemen, to call the network, make a donation. Open up your checkbook. Open up your heart. It's for freedom. It's for this country. You know, I started to say before that I didn't want to do pledge drives for this network. But seeing what we have been up against, and I had the misguided people. I don't hate these people, by the way. I feel sorry for them. I really do. I don't carry hate in my heart, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because it clouds you. It taints you. It makes you other than what you want to be. And I'm still striving to be the best that I can. God knows I've got my faults. But we're going to be in there swinging. Call the network, folks. 800-724-2719. Make a donation. We'll take credit cards. We'll take your checks. We'll take your money orders. We'll take your sob story if you don't have any money. But to know that you're out there in support of this network and what we're trying to do, it's just a vessel, folks. That's all that it is. It is just a vessel to do what is necessary, what has to be done. Rick in Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Yes.
I forgot to mention the Zundel site when I called.
Oh.
That's zundelsite.org. It's Zulu, Uniform, November, Delta, Echo, Lima, Sierra, India, Tango, Echo, dot, Oscar, Romeo, Golf.
All right.
One more time in letters. ZUNDELSITE.org. That's for the demonstration next Monday in Washington, D.C., May 7th.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tomorrow, there is going to be on MSNBC, I don't want people to forget about this, Ron Paul, I think is the best choice, and I talked to Wanda Piety about this also. She was backing Tom Tancredo, and she has changed her mind. She's switching over to Ron Paul, because I'll tell you what, I think he's the best chance for this country at the federal level. Ron Paul gets into office, you're going to see a lot of stuff stop, ladies and gentlemen. And don't think that the New World Order critters out there aren't aware of that. They are fully aware of it. They're scared to death of this man. Why? You know, he's not a lawyer. He's a physician. He got involved in public service and true public service and the public spirit to uphold and defend the Constitution. I do believe that that man is probably the greatest hope at the presidential level that we have now or will ever see again. And of that, I make no, it's not an overstatement. That's just the plain truth. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike. Go ahead,
yes.
Mike.
Hello, John.
Yes.
I'd like to read something here. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who strives, who spends himself, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat.
Sound words.
That's for sure. You know, I listen to you a lot, John. I got a shortwave here, and I kind of compiled a list here, and I'll try to run down these really quick here. These are some of the reasons why I feel it's time for a revolution. First off, I'd say check the Declaration of Independence and what they enumerated there of what their reasons were. And then we've got Abu Ghraib, we got rendering of suspects, Ruby Ridge, Waco, the war in Iraq, eminent domain, the Supreme Court making rulings where Ruth Bader Ginsburg comes out and says she has to check international law before she makes a decision. You got the interstate commerce switched over to intrastate commerce, the SPP.gov, North American Union, free speech zones, failure to secure our border, failure to listen to the American people in the House of Representatives, selling off our infrastructure, foreign government control of our country, like AIPAC, the USA Patriot Act, Guantanamo, Ex Parte Milligan, cater to special interest groups bordering on the 14th Amendment, hate speech laws, warrantless searches, Pearl Harbor, law the government is exempt from the Freedom of Information Act and telemarketing, the Federal Reserve, the War Powers Act, Department of Education, Department of Energy, violation of their oath of office. Instead of following the Constitution, they follow the UCC and the CFR. Imprisonment without charges, violation of international law. Congress has cut funding to the universities for people that express their First Amendment. P2OG, lying to the American people, forging documents about mobile chemical labs and yellow cake. Federal government muscling into the states, the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment. The federal government's restricted to the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., suspending habeas corpus. The government ships in the drugs that get you hooked, throw you in prison, and you're stripped of your rights. You can't vote, you're disarmed, but you still pay your taxes. We got this slime ball here, John McCain. We hired him, we pay him to do a job. I don't hire him to go out and campaign. If he doesn't want to do the job, he can hand in his resignation, and then he can go find another job. This is taxation without representation. And finally, and last but not least, the Military Commissions Act. It's time for a revolution in this country, people.
Thank you for your call, Mike.
God bless you, John. God bless this republic for what we got left.
Thank you. I attempted to say this before, and I'm going to get it out this time. We've not done pledge drives for this network because I wanted the network to stand on its own. And I don't consider donations to be a crutch, but I wanted to give the listening public out there a break because I know many of you don't have a lot of money. I know some of you do have more money than you know what to do with, but it's that old love of money thing that something happens to us all that, well, we get a certain amount of money and, well, we just want to hold on to it. We want to keep it. And, well, I've always told you that there's there's no luggage racks on hearses. When you leave here, you don't get to take it with you. The Egyptians thought that, and you know what? When they died, they died. But these sponsors that are on this network, they deserve to be patronized by you. If you need something, check the website, republicbroadcasting.org. See if there isn't a product up there that you may be needing or wanting. Call the advertiser and say, you know what, I'm glad you're sponsoring Republic Broadcasting Network. These are good people, it's a good network, and thank you, and I'm purchasing your product. Give us a call today, ladies and gentlemen, 800-724-2719. Make a donation. The insurance company has not come through yet. It's been 3 months, and they're still dragging their heels. And it doesn't look like they're going to arrive in time, so we need some support out there. We're 3 months down on our bills. And just a word to my friend out there, Wes Perkins, I don't hate you. You're a stupid man, but I don't hate you. And I hope God opens up your eyes because you're one lost soul out there.